Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff, home of the people taking care of business all weekend.
We did have a we did have a really productive weekend.
And like, you wouldn't know it from walking in our house because our house is a mess, but we actually really, really did have a productive weekend.
The garage is spring cleaned. The Christmas decorations, which we didn't know where the home for those is going to be, they have found a home. Like, things are happening.
Yes.
So that's good. I also got my car fixed, and I want to say two things about my story from Friday's show. I talked on Friday about how I think that the mechanic just didn't want to deal with me.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever my car, it just wasn't a profitable endeavor for them. You know, the return on investment wasn't high. I don't know, but yeah. They definitely blew me off.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it to another shop because it was overheating. It was, the coolant was leaking.
Yeah.
You can't drive it like that. So I took it to...
You're on borrowed time.
You're on borrowed time.
Yeah.
Right? So I took it to another shop and I took it in. And the part that they said, the first place said, oh, yep, you can't buy it. You probably got to go to the dealership. Just doesn't exist. The guy called me and said, yeah, we got it on order. It's going to cost this much money. We also recommend you replacing your thermostat. That's supposed to be done every, whatever, 90,000 miles. Mm-hmm. And I'm like at 120, never had it done. And he said, you'll be good as new. And then not only that, this guy said, hey, the part that we ordered for you, the catalog we had it listed at $300 or whatever. When it came in, they charged us $450. He said, I'm not going to charge you the $450.
Because I told you that it was going to be different.
Yeah. I'm going to eat those costs in the labor. Ended up being like a $500 or $600 repair. So he said, I'm going to eat the cost in the labor. Because I told you what I told you, but I just want to let you know the part that you got is actually replacing like three different parts. So that's number one. They did totally blow me off, right? Number two is the number of people who sent me messages relating to my statement about having a good mechanic. And
it's a sad day when they retire.
When they quit, when they leave the business. And that's happened to us twice in the past few years. And people sent me messages saying, oh my gosh, me too. And it's so stressful.
It's almost like your hairdresser retiring.
Here's the
difference.
You know
what I mean? It's like finding someone that you trust with your hair.
Right. But here's
you don't care. You're a guy.
No, but here's the difference. Because I made that analogy to somebody. Yeah, I made the joke. Which is worse, your mechanic quitting or your hairdresser, quitting?
Mm-hmm.
And they pointed out the mechanic, and here's why.
Oh, I know why.
The mechanic just disappears. The hairdresser, you go in and they say, hey, at the end of this summer, I'm moving to Cleveland or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, or hey, it's time for me, I'm going to go pursue something else or whatever. A mechanic, gone.
That's not why I thought it was worse. I think the mechanic's worse because the hair, you know if your hair looks good or not when you look in the mirror.
That's a good point.
You don't know if someone's trustworthy, if they're ripping you off, if they're doing a good job, if they're whatever.
If the car's even fixed.
You have no idea. You have no clue. You are just blindly relying
right
on their word. So
this guy says, hey, I gave you a $450 part for $325. He could have made that up.
I told Jeff, I'm like, you are a sucker, I bet, because that guy, and I was like, but kudos to him, because that's a great way to do business. And I'm like, let's just start doing that with our business. Let's just say we're charging an astronomical amount, but for you, it's not, we're going to give you a discount.
You want a brand new podcast? All right, it's $50,000, but I like that cologne you're wearing. So it's only $600.
Yeah. I mean, and now you're like sold and you love this guy and you knew his name and you like.
He did have the printout of the old part and the new part because mm-hmm. he wanted me to know that they ended up having to replace, like the old part was like connected two hoses together. The new part actually includes the hoses and this whatever. So he explained the whole thing. I don't know though.
Right.
And you know what? I'll never, ever see it.
No, you'll never see it.
I will never once look at that part and say, well, that is a good looking part.
I want to start this week off with the best news ever. And that is my girl, our girl, Delilah, is on TikTok. Remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about her and I was like, is she still around? Well, apparently she does still have the radio show. If you have the iHeartRadio app, she has a show on there and she does like a daily, like moments with Delilah, whatever.
Well, she's in like a gazillion cities still.
Well,
and she's just not on in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can listen to it. That sounds so old school because no one listens to
radio.
Not in the same way. Like if you want to, even people that were listening to you on the radio that were fans of you from afar were listening online. Like you can do anything online. Anyway, so I'm saying
you can find a radio station that carries her show. Like she didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I found her and she is the exact same as I remember, like, you know, with her calming voice and her sweet stories and stuff like that. And I wanted to play one of her TikToks for you because I just feel like it's going to make everyone so happy today. And it is the joy that I have found that I'm going to be passing on to you.
Do you think she has a pianist that just follows her around?
In my head, she does. That sounds like a Family Guy skit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The Delilah, every time she opens her mouth, there's a piano player right behind her.
Going live on TikTok and then...
Yeah.
Starts tickling the ivories. Hi, this is my old personal pianist.
Okay, this is one of her stories.
Hope you're having a great weekend so far. I love getting together and talking with you here and sharing thoughts and ideas. Number one, because it gives me credibility with my kids. They're like, oh my gosh, Mom, you're on TikTok. And it's kind of cool, you know, since my kids think I'm a big nerd. But I wanted to share this comment and some thoughts about it. Oh my gosh, I can finally put a face to the voice. Got me through so many late night drives home from work after a stressful day. You legitimately have no idea how many of us you raised. This comment right here makes me smile so much, and I'll tell you why. When I was a little girl, you know, when you're a kid and people say, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be? And, you know, most kids say a dancer, a doctor, an artist, a painter, a Broadway performer. That was kind of my goal. But when people would ask me that, I would always say, I want to be a mom. I want to be a mom. I want to have a big family. Now, in my 8-year-old or 10-year-old brain, a big family was 4 kids. My mom had 4 kids. I wanted to have 4 kids, maybe 6. She had 2 boys and 2 girls. I wanted 2 boys and 2 girls, or 3 boys and 3 girls. I wanted a big family. And as God would have it, I have, 8 girls, 7 boys? Something crazy. And I've been blessed to be able to foster children and just have a lot of kids that needed a place to stay for a time and heal. And my late son, Zach, used to show up from school. Most kids, you know, bring home their schoolwork. He brought home kids. He would bring home somebody and say, Mom, can you help this person? You know, their mom just went to jail or their dad is in prison and they've got no place to go. And so for a month or 6 months or a year, we would have a new kid in the house. We've also done foreign exchange students three times. Three foreign exchange students have been a part of our family. So God brought that dream to fruition of being a mom. But I had no idea until I started reading these comments how much of a mom I have been blessed to be. So thank you. Thank you for allowing me the honor and the privilege of being a part of your lives when you were young. Hopefully I'll be a part of your kids' lives now. I've got 23 grandkids, so I might as well add a few more 100 or 1,000 to that list, right? Hope you have a blessed, wonderful, love-infused weekend. I am going to go spend the day with my newly married son and his beautiful bride.
Does that just make you so happy? I'm in tears.
She had...
Jeff's falling asleep.
Yeah.
I'm in tears. Jeff is falling asleep. I feel like somebody in their car is crying right now.
She has 15 kids.
I don't think they're all.
Or is she talking about the spouses? Because she didn't know. She said, oh, I have seven, oh, eight daughters or whatever. Or is she talking about the number of
kids that came in her house and she raised for a point in time?
15 kids.
Yeah. I feel like there's just people that are like that, though. And I am not in any way surprised that she's like that. And I just love her. And I remember even like driving home from, you know, like my job when I was 16 and had her on the radio. And she was so she is the same. She is the same.
Yeah. And that's, you know, from just take from this what you will. But she is doing.
She has 11 adopted children. She has 15 children. 11 were adopted.
So she has four children that she
biological children.
Biological children. One of them did pass away. She referenced him.
Yeah.
Her late son, Zach. She has 11 that she invited into her family.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's just.
What she does.
Have you ever met her?
No.
Oh.
What she does and what she has always done has been the simplest, most basic form of radio communication. And it brings me so much joy that she is as successful as she is.
Yeah.
Because she's just connecting people, right? She's just creating a connection between people.
And she's doing it in between songs.
Right.
So she's not doing it on a 4-hour radio show.
Right.
She's doing it 3, maybe 5 minutes at a time and connecting with people on a crazy deep
just
level.
two or three times an hour.
I mean,
so
she has a gift.
It is a gift. And it's just, the lesson that I just think is, somebody who chronically overthinks things, which causes me to overcomplicate things. And I did it throughout my entire radio career. Mm-hmm. I do it in podcasting. I do it in every aspect. At the end of the day, if you can just make a connection,
yes,
you're going to win.
Because that is what, and something I've learned over the past 5 years is that we all crave connection in some way. And it doesn't matter if it's in person, it doesn't matter whatever, like humans at a basic level want connection with others and they want to feel seen and they want to feel heard. And she makes everybody feel seen and heard. And it's, you know, kudos to her and kudos to her producer. Cause you know, the stories that she's getting and pulling and all of that, I'm sure are, you know, things that her production team have, you know, pulled or, you know, whatever. She doesn't do it alone.
Producers, I'm sure.
Producers.
When she does the show out of her house now.
Oh, I'm sure she does.
So I'm sure she, at this point, walks downstairs and just has a script to read.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And she probably does that 2 or 3 times a week.
Oh, so
and
cool.
And then she goes back to bed, goes upstairs, climbs in bed.
If she's got 15 kids, she's not going back to bed.
And her pillow is stuffed with money because that's how successful she is.
Because she's Delilah.
Because she's Delilah.
I do like to brag about my sleep routine, but there are some things that I do very poorly, such as I am a bedtime scroller. I scroll through my phone and I know it's bad. And then I'll be tossing and turning if I do that. And I just go down this internet rabbit hole. And I know that that is the same for other people. You're like, I'm going to get in bed early tonight. It's great. And then you're on, you know, TikTok or whatever for an hour. Check your phone. You missed your sleep time. Well, there is a really good way to develop A+ sleep habits. And it is something that you have to practice, right? But we have had such great success with our Hatch. There are so many things that try and keep us up at night. Maybe it's a to-do list, your work project, some bills that are due, social media, our favorite shows, whatever, you name it. There are a million things that you can be doing that to avoid sleep. But Hatch wants you to sleep and they help you choose sleep and creative bedtime habits that make you feel better at night and energized in the morning. Can I get an amen for that? The Hatch Restore helps you build sleep habits that make your unwind and your wake routine simple and enjoyable. For a screen-free bedtime, even when your to-do list wants you to choose otherwise. It is a work in progress, but we are always working to improve our sleep habits, and we're doing it with Hatch. We have been a Hatch family for 5 years now. The girls have one. Jeff and I have one. We absolutely love it, and it's a really beautiful product too, so it blends in right with your bedroom. And with a Hatch Plus subscription, you can unlock premium routine building features like Cue to Unwind, which signals you that it's time for bed, and Pillow Talk, which is an audio series, which is like your favorite bedtime TV shows if you're a TV watcher at night, but without the screens that really keep you from getting into good sleep. Right now, Hatch is offering Upside listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/upside. Visit hatch.co/upside to get $20 off and free shipping. Hatch.co/upside. Medicine and making doctor's appointments used to be a whole thing, and I would dread trying to find a new doctor because you just have to ask your friends, and if your friends don't know anyone, then it goes on that microanxiety list, and then you sit there and you're like, wow, I really should see a dermatologist about, you know, just get a mole check. People are doing that. It's a smart thing to do. Oh, but then I have to ask. It used to be a whole thing. Well, now it's not a whole thing because you have ZocDoc, and ZocDoc is an incredible website. It's free, and you can look up doctors and read reviews about them from other real people, which is incredible because you're getting all these reviews before you go, and you can even find things out like, you know, what the office atmosphere was like, and, you know, did you have a good experience, you know, with whatever, XYZ, and other people are reviewing it, so you know what you're walking into before you pick your doctor, and you can pick the right doctor for you. That's how I found my OB for my last pregnancy. And you can instantly book with these doctors online. That is right. You heard me correctly. No calling and waiting on hold. ZocDoc is a free app and a website where you can search and compare highly related in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. I am such a huge fan. It makes everything so easy. And there are things in life that you have to compromise on. Don't let your healthcare be one of them. Don't go back to the doctor that you really didn't vibe with. There is no need for that now that we have ZocDoc. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score some same day appointments. Go to ZocDoc.com/upside and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/upside. ZocDoc.com/upside. We had our house appraised last week. I mentioned that a show on the show on Friday. And I know really nothing about house appraisals other than I was going to be here. And I said to Jeff before the guy got here, I said, hey, do I need to clean up our house? It's really a mess. And I had a good 30 or 45 minutes. And 45 minutes for me, I can get the whole house cleaned up to a not embarrassing state in 45 minutes. And you were like, nah. And I was like, but he's got to take pictures, right? And you're like, yeah, he does, but nobody's going to see him. They'll just, you know, they're just pictures so they can tell us about the house. So I say, okay, and go about my business because no big deal. I get an email. So the guy comes, he does take pictures of like the inside of the house, the outside of the house, whatever. And I jokingly like apologize for the mess. I'm like, sorry, we've got a newborn and a toddler. Things are a little crazy right now. And we're trying to, you know, buy this house. And he was like, oh yeah, I totally get it. No problem. No big deal. And I thought it was over. We get an email the next day from our mortgage broker, and our mortgage broker's like right hand, like the woman that makes things happen at his office, is an Upside listener named Kelly. So Kelly is an Upside listener. She's now like become a friend. And then it's her boss sends Jeff and I an email, copies our realtor and says, okay, appraisal came back. This is really great. Congratulations. Your home is beautiful. And my heart stopped. I was like, oh my God. And I scrolled down. It's not a picture of the front of the house. It's every room. Our dirty underwear is in the floor of these photos that now an Upside listener and our mortgage broker and our realtor, who is also a friend, have seen.
Well, I'm sure they've all seen worse.
I'm mortified.
And in my defense, I've had a couple of homes appraised and I've had them done two different ways. I've had the person come and spend hours. Oh, you know what?
You were thinking of the inspection, weren't
you? I was
thinking
of the inspection.
Jeff Dollar.
Yep. I was thinking of the inspection. Huh. Screwed that up.
So what were you going to say before you
I was going to say, in my defense, I've had a couple of different things done. I've had a couple of appraisals done. And the quick ones, I was going to say, are in and out. And I don't know that they take any pictures. Mm-hmm. But I think I was...
You also haven't bought a home in 20 years.
Right. I was convoluting the appraisal and the inspection.
So I texted Kelly, our upsider, and I was like, first of all, I am mortified. And I put mortified like in all caps. I was like, I am so embarrassed. Not only have you seen literally every single line on my bank statement of every account I've ever had, which is very... humbling, you know, to have someone looking through like your bank accounts and reading all the stuff and putting it together.
Kelly has a lot of porn subscriptions, like a really, it's a really weird. So she's super embarrassed by
like,
that.
So not only that, now you've seen like our dirty underwear and our disgusting house and the way that we live. I was like, I think I need to invite you two over after we close on this house and have a dinner party and just show you guys that I can be a functioning adult. And she was laughing, but I really am truly embarrassed. And I think Kelly knows more intimate things about me than even you do.
Possibly.
Cause she has there's a couple like accounts, like you don't have my login in my 401k, not cause I don't want you to, but you know,
what do I need that for?
What do you need it for? It's just another thing to remember. Yeah. You don't know. And Kelly's seen all of that. So I feel like she's all but seen me naked at this point. I'm humbled and also really embarrassed.
The first thing that we are going to do if we are able to buy this house is we're going to have a tree removed from...
Jeff says Jeff is so superstitious about saying that we're getting this house. We're closing in 2 days. We're closing in 48 hours.
Well, I know, but we haven't said that.
Oh, okay.
We haven't said that.
Well, I know, but you keep saying that even just to me. Like, you keep saying that.
Yeah, because it's not over until it's over.
Yeah.
It's not whatever. Now we got to talk about the fact that so our offer was accepted and the appraisal came back and the mortgage was approved. So we're buying the house.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we're buying the house.
Yeah. Which I think that was such an anticlimactic way to share the news.
Sorry.
Because I think people have been following along and crossing their fingers.
But like you said, it ain't over till it's over. So a lot could happen in the next 2 days. The
next 48 hours.
Yeah.
The mortgage, the lender, the underwriter could say, that is a terrible pile of underwear. They could look closely at the pictures and say, we can't count on these people to make their payments on time if they can't even put their underwear away.
If they cannot hang their wet towel up after they take a shower, these people. And you know what? That would be a better way to see if someone should qualify for a mortgage. How responsible are you?
Right.
These people, not responsible.
I've noticed a pile of laundry in the appraisal pictures. Can you tell me when that laundry was done? How many days before the appraisal photographer came, did you fill that laundry basket? And then we'd have to say something like, 2 weeks.
But it's folded.
But it's folded. And I've been getting clean underwear out of there for the entire 2 weeks. So at this point, why even put it in the dresser?
Right. I'm not wearing dirty underwear.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Anywho. So one of the first things that we want to do for a couple of reasons is get rid of this tree that's in the front yard of the house. It's a big tree. It's taller than the house. It's an oddly placed tree.
It's very weird, and I feel like the builder, when they built these houses, because it's in a subdivision where all the houses look a little bit different, and they have a little bit different floor plans, but they're all part of the same, they all look similar.
Yeah, they're all the same family.
And I feel like
And the yards are all laid out the same, so I think at one point, every single house had a tree in front of it.
And they're like, we're just going to plop this tree right here, which is fine if it's like a small tree or a bush, but it's quite a large tree.
Definitely not a bush. It's a tree.
And the roots are creeping their way closer to our house.
Under the house. And so for two reasons. One, it's close enough to the house that in my mind, it's if you grew up, I mean, I know we did it as a Catholic, but I remember there being a movie of pairs of every animal on Earth marching into Noah's Ark. Mm-hmm. I can vividly see it in my head, this movie, this animated movie of the pairs of animals going on. In my mind, the same thing is happening with bugs and rodents from that tree to our attic.
So they're just two by two.
Just 2x2, nonstop, everyone, just in case of a flood. Our attic is Noah's Ark, and they're all just constantly piling. So we want to get rid of the tree for that reason. Also, it covers up the front of our house, which is pretty. And then the third reason is it's the roots are going out. So whatever. So we want to get rid of it. So I said, in anticipation of a successful closing happening this week, I'm going to start contacting tree removal companies and getting an estimate so we can figure out if this is something we can afford to do next week or next paycheck or five paychecks from now, right? The first estimate to remove, it's actually a tree and then two smaller trees in the yard, comes back at close to $5,000. I'm like, whoa. Now, in my head.
That's a lot of money.
Right. But in my head, I had a figure that was double the top end of the range that I had in my head. Now, I will say the number in my head was completely made up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It just existed in your head. You've never had a tree cut down. You don't know.
So when he said 5,000, close to 5,000, he said 4,700 or something. When he gave that amount, I didn't flinch or go, oh my gosh, or that's crazy or whatever. I just said, okay. First person I talked to about it. He said, give me your email address. I'll send you a proper estimate. He took a couple pictures. Boom. That was it. Mm-hmm. Later that same day, I had another guy come out. He took a look at it and he said 2,200. He said less than half of what the first guy said.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking, okay, that's more in line with what I was thinking. Okay, great. The third person reached out and said, hey, can you go out and take pictures of the trees you want removed? Take them far enough back so I can see their height in relation to the home. Mm-hmm. And also take a picture of the base so I can see the root structure. I send those in. That guy writes back and says $800. Now, and I confirmed, I said $800 for all three and also removing the stump. And he said $1,000, including the stump. Because the first guy came in at five times as much, I haven't been able to stop thinking about the last guy to give me a quote and that it's a scam. But I'm basing it on nothing. $1,000 could be a competitive quote, and the $2,200 could be considered expensive. And the $4,500, the guy says, maybe that guy's like, I'm just going to throw crazy numbers out there.
Yeah.
And if somebody says, yeah, he might not even be a tree
service.
Because
we do live in a big city. There's lots of rich people here.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone could pay $4,500 and be like, eh, okay.
Okay, just take care of it.
Yeah.
But now I'm questioning whether or not the $800/$1,000 guy is even qualified to do it.
I feel like people need to call us and tell us what they've paid for that or what's reasonable. Because we need to know, especially if you're in Georgia, what's the going rate here and what should we... Yeah, we need your help. 800-434-5454 is our number if you would like to weigh in on this and or anything else on our show.
There should be, wouldn't it be helpful if there was a home services platform, right, where after you have work done, you can write and say, hey, I had one very large tree removed and two larger cypress trees removed, and the total cost was this much. Mm-hmm. So you could have some place to go and compare because you don't.
It's the same thing with your car. If they're like, oh, this costs $800, you're like, okay, well, I have nothing to compare to. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what it's supposed to cost. I have no idea. I know what the Napa auto parts price is, like without labor, but that's really all I have to compare it to. I have no idea.
What if as soon as I called in, like they put my number or whatever in a database and they say, okay, whoever gets the first appointment, throw out a crazy number.
Right.
So that everybody else just looks
like... And then
like
next time the $800 guy charges $5,500 and then, yeah.
If I booked him first, he would have said like, yeah, $5,300.
I don't want to annoy our neighbors, but I wonder if we should like... Or if it's a thing, if we should ask anybody if they want to cut down trees and be like, hey, does anybody need a tree removed? Because we're getting quotes. And if you want to like go in as a group, maybe they'll give us a discount or something or it's a better rate.
Same thing I was talking about last week with Costco. There should be a way for neighborhoods to come together. I think this is, I think what we're talking about right now, I think what we're talking about right now is what Nextdoor. Whoever invented Nextdoor wanted it to be.
Right.
And now it's just become, you know, there's some kids driving too fast in the neighborhood, or you have a political sign up, you're a racist.
Or.
Were those fireworks or gunshots? What kind of snake is this?
No, I think I enjoyed the people that are just mad for the sake of being mad. I got my water bill and it was 4 times this month.
Right.
I'm calling. We all need to call the mayor and tell him that this is unacceptable water in our city.
Right.
And then they like get a little group together that's mad about, you know, whatever they're mad about.
Or
I do appreciate the people that say the dog side of that is really great because people can immediately post pictures of a dog that they found. Like, hey, this guy's in my backyard. Is this anybody's dog? You know, whatever. Or the people that are like, hey, FYI, just saw my first like copperhead of the season. Watch out. You know, like it was on the sidewalk and almost bit my dog or, you know, whatever. Those I appreciate.
Hey, Jeff, this is Carrie. Oh my gosh. I've been listening to you guys since the beginning. And today I was listening to the show around laughter. There's nothing better than a great hard laugh. And oh my God, it brought me back to the days of listening to you on the radio and the prank calls. Just thinking about it makes me want to pee in my pants. So I agree 100% with you. Love a good laugh. And I miss all those laughs from the morning. But you and Callie make me smile every day.
So I'm listening to your episode where you're talking about the liquid measurement and the dry measurement being not equal to each other and having two different tools. I wonder if this is something else that is widely known. I just read recently that Pyrex dishes with a lowercase p can go into the oven. They have a higher melting point so they don't melt. Than Pyrex dishes with a capital P. So, yeah, mind blown again.
Hi, I'm calling because you were talking about the negative Nancy's talking about taking the trees down in your neighborhood. Don't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing because somebody doesn't like it. It doesn't mean the whole neighborhood feels that way. We're going through that in my town right now because, oh my gosh, we're doing progress, you know. And the people who've lived here for 50 years are like, we don't need progress. There was nothing wrong with this place. And those who were happy with the progress are like, this community was dying without the progress. So you're going to have both sides no matter what. It doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Our progress has given us some wonderful new amenities in our community, and the negative Nancy's are still complaining. So, you know, if they don't like it, they can move. But that doesn't mean everybody feels that way. All right, have a good day. Bye.